an agape love. And Brother Jerry, what?
We're going to take a look at the latter part of 1 Peter 1:22, reading from the American Standard Version. Seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently. I appreciated Brother Jonathan's presentation on the first part of this verse and the unfeigned filial love of the brethren. In the latter part of this verse, the Greek word rendered love is the word agapeo, which is the verb form of the Greek word agape. Peter's words in this verse imply a progression of our character development, from obedience and purification to a sincere filial love of the brethren. But not stopping there, Peter encourages us to press on to agapeo love our brethren, and to do so with a fervent heart. To outline our thoughts for the next few minutes, we're going to consider three questions. What are some of the distinctive characteristics of agape love? Who are we to agapeo love? And how do we put agape love into practice within the fellowship? So first, what are some of the distinctive characteristics of agape love? There is no shortage of scriptures that use the words agape and agapeo. The word agape shows up 116 times in the New Testament. The word agapeo, 142 times. So 258 times total between the two words. After some review of these scriptures, several characteristics of agape love stand out. And we're going to consider six. Agape love originates from God. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love, agape, is of God. And everyone that loveth, agapeo, is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Agape love originates from God himself. As such, it is the highest form of love. Agape love is one of the attributes of God. It works in conjunction with his other attributes of wisdom, justice, and power. As part of his character, agape love is present in his dealings with others. We see evidence of it throughout his divine plan of salvation for mankind. To have and practice agape love is to be godlike in character, in work, in word, and in action. To have and practice agape love is to live according to the highest principles of truth and righteousness established by the Creator himself. Agape love originates from God. Agape love uses a divine, spiritual perspective. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies of God, he acted out of agape love on our behalf. While mankind was, for the most part, not even aware of God or even asking for his help, God sent his Son. From the divine perspective, God knows what mankind's needs are and has man's eternal welfare in mind. He has been operating on man's behalf, knowing that eventually his plan will bring man back to perfection, back to righteousness, and back into harmony with him. Agape love uses a divine spiritual perspective. Agape love actively sacrifices for others. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Prompted by agape love, God sent his only begotten Son as a sacrifice for our redemption. Prompted by agape love, Jesus willingly laid down his life and paid the ransom, humbling himself to the death of the cross. We did not deserve this. These were completely willing sacrifices, choices, and actions that God and Jesus made for our eternal benefit. Agape love actively sacrifices for others. Agape love is the fulfillment of the law, Romans 13, verses 8 through 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. The Apostle Paul here explained that the instructions contained in the law could be summed up in the statement, thou shalt love, agapeo, thy neighbor. Jesus stated in Matthew 22 that loving agapeo, God, and loving agapeo, our neighbor, make up the first and second great commandments. Agape love is the fulfillment of the law. Agape love is humble, selfless, and builds others up. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not provoked, taketh not account of evil. These are high principles. Agape love is humble. It is selfless. It is not provoked to anger. It keeps no record of wrongs. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But speaking truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom all the body fitly framed and knit together through that which every joint supplieth, according to the working in due measure of each several part, maketh the increase of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Agape love plays an important role within the body of Christ. It builds up spiritually. It helps the brotherhood grow up and mature into a greater likeness of Christ. Agape love is humble, selfless, and builds others up. Agape love is required for spiritual fruitage. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3, the Apostle Paul explains that we can perform wonderful acts of service, become martyrs, give away all of our possessions, have tremendous faith, or have wonderful depths of knowledge, but if we don't have agape love, it all means nothing. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Agape love is the fruit of the Spirit. And it is also inherent in all of the other fruits of the Spirit. There is agape love expressed towards others in gentleness. There is agape love in action in goodness. There is agape love for God and His will in faith, and so on. Agape love is required for spiritual fruitage. So some of the characteristics that we've looked at, it originates from God. It has a spiritual perspective. It actively sacrifices for others. It sums up all the requirements of the law, and it is humble, selfless. It builds others up, and it is an essential element in spiritual fruitage. So who are we to agape love, agapeo love? And all of these are familiar to us. First and foremost, we are to love our Heavenly Father. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The agape love that we are to have for God is to consume every part of our being. Along with God, we love our elder brother, Christ, 1 John 5:1. We are to love agapeo, our brethren, John 13, verses 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We are to love agapeo, our neighbor. Matthew 22, verse 39. The first commandment was to love God. The second, the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Our neighbors include our coworkers, colleagues, extended family, actual neighbors, and anyone else we come into close contact with or dealings with. To love our neighbor as ourself is to treat them the way we would want to be treated. This, of course, is the golden rule. We are to love agapeo, our enemies. Matthew 5, verses 43 to 44. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. This is a very high standard. To be able to look past aggressions and antagonism and strive to live in peace with those who would do us harm. This requires compassion, sympathy, and a spiritual perspective, being able to look forward to a time when man is no longer in his sinful state and blinded by Satan. Last question we wanted to look at is, how do we put agape love into practice within the fellowship? Returning to our text, the Apostle Peter is speaking to the church. He tells us to love one another. So how do we put agape love into practice within the fellowship? And we'd like to put forth a few thoughts, four, that might prove helpful. Be active and be creative. God and Jesus both left us examples to follow. Agape love acts and sacrifices on behalf of others. It comes from within the character of the giver to the receiver. God is at the top of our agape love list. And one of the ways in which we show our agape love to him is to express it to those who are his children, our brethren. Hebrews 6, verse 10. The brotherhood is filled with a diversity of talents and abilities. The Apostle Paul brings this out in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And we are encouraged to use our Christian liberty to find ways to serve one another in love. Galatians 5, verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, agape, serve one another. Be active and be creative, finding ways to serve one another. When I think of this, I am reminded of a dear brother from the Milwaukee class who is no longer with us. To me, he exemplified the cheerful giver. His talents included his physical strength and vitality, his mechanical ability, and his warm disposition. And he used these talents to serve his brethren in various ways, helping them move across town or across the country, helping to fix things that needed repairing, or in whatever way he could. No matter what our talents are, no matter what our abilities are, we can find ways to serve one another and thus show our agape love to our brethren and in turn to our Heavenly Father. As we walk the narrow way, let us have the mindset expressed in the quote. I like this quote from the Quaker William Penn. I expect to pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness or abilities that I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer it or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Be active and be creative, serving one another. Be genuine and love fervently. Peter says we are to love one another from the heart, fervently. From the heart means to be authentic. That is, to be sincere. The Apostle Paul brings out a similar thought in Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Our agape love for the brethren is to be genuine. It is to be a sincere and honest extension of what is in our heart. In addition, we are to love fervently, not passively or complacently, but zealously. Our Lord Jesus demonstrated his fervent agape love for his apostles and how he watched over them during the course of his ministry. John 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Not only did Jesus lay down his life at Calvary, but he laid down his life moment by moment, day by day, during his ministry. He spent nearly all of that time with his closest disciples, the apostles. He taught, guided, and nurtured them spiritually. And at the end of his ministry, he no longer called them servants, he called them friends. This is how one of the ways we show agape love to our brethren, by laying down our lives, moment by moment, day by day, in their service, just as our Lord did. When we agapeo love our brothers and sisters, we don't do it in order to receive something in return. And yet, if one brother or sister expresses their love, another receives it, is blessed by it, and appreciates it. And then if that brother or sister expresses their agape love, another receives it, is blessed by it, and appreciates it, and so on and on. We can see how agape love can multiply and spread quickly throughout the fellowship. When we all lay down our lives for one another, we create closer spiritual connections and friendships among the fellowship. Be genuine and love fervently. Run together. In reprint 2753, and also in volume 6, pages 187 to 189, Pastor Russell writes about our pursuit of agape love as like running a race, a foot race with four quarter marks. The final quarter mark, the same mark that Paul mentions in Philippians 3:14, is when we get to the point of having agape love for God, our brethren, our neighbor, and even our enemies. Now, the idea of a race brings with it the thought of competition. But our race is not competitive in that we're pitting our efforts against one another. Our race is different in that we are helping each other to get to the finish line. I did a little reading about those who run long-distance races and how they run them. Full disclaimer, I like to run, but I have never run a marathon or even a half marathon, or as some have even really ultra-marathon. But there are brethren who have, even as recent as a couple months ago. And Brother Bob Goodman has run and has spoken on this, and we appreciate his thoughts on this. Now, in my reading, I came across one person's account of participating in what's called a pace group. A pace group is where a well-seasoned veteran runner, known as the pacer, leads a group of runners for the entire duration of the race. The pace group is set up at the beginning of the race. Members enroll in the group with the goal of finishing the race together with a specific time. The pacer holds up a flag and the members congregate near the pacer for the start of the race. The race begins and the pacer sets the pace for the group. Now, the pacer is a veteran racer, so he or she knows how fast, how slow to go, and makes sure that the group doesn't burn out too easily, too early in the race. The pacer leads instructs, and encourages the group. And group members are welcome to encourage one another along the way as members hit rough spots here and there and need extra motivation. Under the leadership of the pacer, the group reaches its goal and finishes the race in the stated time. And in the account that I read, the members of the group celebrated at the end, reaching the end together, hugging one another. I couldn't help but think that as we run this race of agape love, it is like we all joined a spiritual pace group. Our leader and pacer is our Lord, Jesus Christ, who left us an example of love, a pace to follow. He leads and instructs us along the way. He encourages us through the rough patches. And as members of this group pursuing the final mark of agape love, we help each other by encouraging one another and building each other up spiritually along the way. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, as was brought out by Brother Jonathan, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. To follow our Lord and finish the race will bring the warm embrace of all our brethren beyond the veil. Run together. Last, always remember the agape love of God and Christ for you. I like ending with the precious promise. As we strive for agape love, we will no doubt have struggles. We will no doubt have difficult experiences along the way. It is especially at times like these when it's good to remind ourselves and our brethren the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We were accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love, agape, of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a precious promise we have from our Heavenly Father. So as we pursue agape love, let us be active and creative, finding ways to serve one another. Be genuine and love fervently from the heart. Run together and always remember, always, the agape love of God and Christ for you.